أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها أو آذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. ويستعجلونك بالعذاب ولن يخلف الله وعده وإن يوما عند ربك كألف سنة مما تعدون. وكأي من قرية أمليت لها وهي ظالمة ثم أخذتها وإلي المصير. صدق الله العظيم. In the ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the nations prior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's coming, who had belied and disbelieved in the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, and then the subsequent destruction of those people, their communities and their dwellings and their villages, etc. Here from ayat number 46 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon mankind at large, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have they not journeyed on the earth? Has man not gone through the different places of this earth, especially those places which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed because of the sins of the people? And when man goes into these areas and places and witnesses the destruction, فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا, then if they have hearts that will understand this kind of destruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about hearts and the function of the heart being to understand. And our ulama have explained that the original seat of thought of man is actually the heart. If the heart is purified, the thoughts of the individual will be purified. If the heart is not purified, then man's thoughts will also be contaminated. أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا, or they have ears by which they will be able to hear about this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, they hear it with a pure heart and they will understand the destruction of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us respite, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us chances, does not mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased with us, neither does it mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware of the ill doings of man, but it is respite and a chance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us so that we may make tawbah and turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that certainly the eyes do not become blind. What is in actual fact blindness? وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبِ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is the hearts that become blind. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies that hearts which is in the bosoms of man. It is this heart that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us that becomes blind to the truth, blind to the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blind to the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, blind to the hereafter and the accountability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَسْتَعْجِلُونَكَ بِالْعَذَابِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks particularly about the disbelieving people in the time of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they had hastened the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had sought that the azab becomes down quicker and sooner so they may experience it. This was because of the arrogance, the audacity that they had, that when Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam would speak about the azab of Allah rabbul izzat, then they would hastily request that this azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds, وَلَيْ يُخْلِفَ اللَّهُ وَعْدًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not go against His promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised the punishment is going to come, the punishment will come, but obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the appointed time after granting nations, after granting communities and individuals respite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment would definitely come. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. And certainly one day by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like 1,000 years, مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ, from which you count. Here the ulama have given two explanations. One is it could refer to the day of Qiyamah, that when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that accountability will be equal to 1,000 years, that one day that will take. The second is this, that in this material world and even before Qiyamah, whatever it takes 1,000 years to accomplish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accomplish that in one day and even shorter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that He is not restricted or limited to time. But what would take normally a lengthy period of time for man to execute, and perhaps impossible for man, that is executed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a short space of time. So if man is seeking and wanting and desiring the azab of Allah, that is very easy and simple for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And concluding these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala once again reiterates, وَكَيِّمْ مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ, and how many a habitation, how many a village, a group of people that had lived, أَمْلَيْتُ لَهَا, we had granted it respite, وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ, whilst the people of that village were disbelievers, they were wrongdoers, they were sinners, they were oppressors. ثُمَّ أَخَذْتُهَا, then thereafter we had taken them, we had seized them, in other words with our punishment. وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, and to us is the masir, to us is the ultimate return, and that is in the hereafter. So here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes these verses, that the audacity that the kuffar had, the arrogance that they had in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wanting the azab to come down immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this, that by Allah Rabbul Izzat there is respite. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us all a chance to introspect, to see our wrongdoings, our ill deeds, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness. We should never be mistaken that the respite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indicative of the pleasure of Allah, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa na'udhu billah is unaware of our deeds. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.